This video is made possible by Surfshark. All right, we have some major breaking news, and I just want you to think about this for 1 second. Donald Trump's biggest donor in the 2024 election cycle, Elon Musk, has done a complete U-turn, a 180, and is now using that same wealth, that same power that he has with X, to start a new political party, and he announced it just yesterday. Elon is officially taking the steps to start a new political party that seems aimed at intentionally undermining the Republicans' current coalition, pulling away the tech bros, breaking off any tech bros. The current Republican coalition also has far-right people. It has MAGA supporters. It has a lot of working-class people, a lot of people who thought that immigration was their biggest concern. The economy was the biggest concern. Elon Musk is now going to capitalize on this bill to start a new political party. And I want to break down the series of posts that he made yesterday that kind of gave away where he's going to go with this. For example, he made another poll on July 4th and said, Independence Day is the perfect time to ask if you want independence from the two-party system. Should we create the America Party? It says yes. And then, you know, people voted yes. There were 1.2 million votes. The last poll he did performed better, but he said one way to execute on this would be to laser focus on just 2 or 3 Senate seats in 8 to 10 House districts. Given the razor-thin legislative margins, that would be enough to serve as a deciding vote on contentious laws, ensuring that they serve the true will of the people. But Elon Musk's party wouldn't be politically effective because he doesn't know politics. It would be full of people like this. Farzad said, Elon starting a third party is closely akin to Tesla and SpaceX. Low probability of success, but if it is successful, it'll completely change the game. And then Andrew Yang said, higher odds is success than one might think. And Elon said, American flag. Andrew Yang had a typo in his post. Come on, when you're launching a new political party, maybe be a little bit more professional. And Donald Trump, let me remind you, has threatened to tear away Elon Musk's contracts if he bankrolls anybody who's not a MAGA Republican. So this is sort of like the story of Caesar and Brutus in a way, where, you know, Caesar elevated Brutus to power, then Brutus uses that power to betray Caesar by stabbing the exact hand that helped him. So Elon Musk helps Trump rise to power. Trump helps Elon Musk rise to power. Once Elon Musk has all this power and attention and these political resources and it's thirst for more, he stabs Trump in the back, and now Trump is going to, it seems likely, tear away his contracts if Elon Musk actually makes this move, which overall, just to take a step back, is more about the cycle of billionaires buying influence, weaponizing that influence, and using it to help their own businesses than anything else. I mean, it is a direct result of the broken lobbying system that we have in the United States, where Elon Musk can spend countless dollars to do this. Elon then says, or he reposts a post that says, Elon, don't start a rocket company. It will never work. And then someone says, Elon, don't start an electric car company. It will never work. Quote, Elon, don't start a political party. It will never work. So he's going on this like delusional tirade, thinking that he's going to sprout a political party out of midair, when the reality is all 50 states have vastly different rules on how you actually prop up a political party, and he would have a hell of a, you'd have a terrible time doing it. Just think of the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin that happened in February that Elon Musk and Donald Trump got trounced in. They lost by like 9 points. That's what we would see across the country. Some Tesla fanboy account says, Elon, I'm stepping down from politics to focus on Tesla. 1 month later, Elon, I'm starting a new political party. And Elon responds with a laughing face. He is dead serious. He then begins to beef with Steve Bannon and says he would put Steve Bannon in prison, because Steve says this in a clip.
Elmo the Mook, formerly known as Elon Musk, Elmo the Mook, he's today in another smear, and this only a foreigner could do this. Think about it. He's got up on Twitter right now a poll about starting an America party, a non-American starting an America party. No, brother, you're not an American. You're a South African. And if we take enough time and prove the facts of that, you should be deported because it's a crime of what you did, among many.
He wants Elon to be deported. So then someone says, deport Steve Bannon. Elon says, prison for Bannon. He escalates it further and says, the fat, drunken slob called Bannon will go back to prison, and this time for a long time. He has a lifetime of crime to pay for. You know that meme where it's like, everyone in this situation is a bad person. I hate everybody in this situation. Elon Musk and Steve Bannon. And this is the main thing. Elon Musk posted this poll and then actually has his own political theory. One way to execute on this would be to laser focus on just two or three Senate seats in 8 to 10 House districts. Elon Musk does not have the organization level or the competence level to start a new political party and win these level of seats. But he then says, given the razor-thin legislative margins, that would be enough to serve as a deciding vote on contentious laws, ensuring that they serve the true will of the people. But you know that wouldn't happen. They would serve the true will of Elon Musk. These deciding votes would be to put more mandates for Tesla vehicles in these bills so they get government subsidies. Amuse says, which party would they caucus with? Elon says, legislative discussions would be had with both parties. Caucus independently. So he has a genuine political theory. And on July 4th, he's announcing he's starting a new political party, which then we'll see Trump further escalate. We could see a literal corrupt-off. Imagine this corrupt-off where Elon Musk tries to leverage all of the resources at his disposal to inflict maximum damage on Trump. He uses X, the platform, to call Trump a pedophile, to nuke his bills, to try to over and over undermine Trump's both domestic and foreign policy. He could leak secrets that Elon Musk has. He is an irrational actor, and that is scary. So he will inflict maximum damage on Donald Trump, and Trump honestly can inflict even more damage on Elon Musk's current contracts within the system. So everyone in this story is a terrible person, including Steve Bannon. I didn't get to properly fully push back on the Steve Bannon clip because I was still making my way through the story and Elon Musk's responses. But of course, he wraps this up in a bunch of xenophobia and a bunch of racism. He says that Elon Musk is not a true American and he needs to be deported. And listen, there are 1,000 different attacks we can levy against Elon Musk. We can say that he hates this country. He hates himself. He hates his family and his children, it seems like. He abuses drugs. He is corrupt and walked around the White House, you know, pausing investigations into his own companies while increasing his contracts. Beyond the memes and the jokes of deport Elon Musk, which I do like memeing about that or tweeting about that just to make them mad. But obviously, we should not be deporting people who are citizens of the United States. It's a slippery slope. And even beyond the memes, no matter how much we hate somebody, we don't want to be Steve Bannon level, like lock people up for no reason, deport people for no reason. But that's just to take the situation on a more grounded level. On another note, F Elon Musk, genuinely a terrible human being. I think prison is more apt. I think if Elon Musk gets due process and they find that he subverted Congress and the power of the purse and did illegal actions within the executive branch, then he should go to prison. That is something that is absolutely fine. And if he gets deported, it'll be Trump that did it. Trump is the one who wants to deport the homegrowns. But overall, there are a few things I want to end this off by saying. Number one, policy right now is entirely shaped by the whims of the ultra wealthy, not the will of the people. And it's been like this throughout a few points in American history, but there are times when the people have been represented. I would argue that when Obama passed the Affordable Care Act, which barely passed it, I would say that was an amazing, amazing win for the American people. It saved my uncle's life. But elected officials have also become dependent on or fearful of their biggest donors. So when elected officials are fearful of their biggest donors and policy is shaped by those donors, elected officials will just follow what the donors say rather than the American people. So as democratic accountability is eroded, we have to make sure that money doesn't drown out the voices of American citizens. You know, Citizens United was a big, big catalyst for all of this. We'll continue to break all of this down in a concise, informative way. And really quickly, you ever get the feeling that the internet is a little bit too interested in what you're doing? Because same. I mean, I was trying to set a dentist appointment last week, and then that same day I'm getting online ads for toothpaste and for floss. That's why I started using Surfshark VPN. It's like wearing digital camouflage because I can still scroll the internet, but no one can actually see my data. I especially use it when I'm traveling or at an airport or using public Wi-Fi because it encrypts all of my data. So when somebody tries to look, they get encrypted gibberish. So if you travel a lot or you connect to a lot of random Wi-Fis, you can dodge Wi-Fi price discrimination, data snooping, and a lot more by hopping onto servers in 100 different countries with Surfshark VPN. My favorite feature is that you get it on unlimited devices. My laptop, my smartphone, my TV, my PlayStation. They've got a 30-day back money guarantee, so you can try it out risk-free, and I urge you to. Go to surfshark.com/mockler and use code Mockler to get 4 extra months of Surfshark VPN for free. Click the top link in the description below. That's surfshark.com/mockler. Use code Mockler. Thank you to Surfshark. Thank you to you guys.